Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
What's up, party people? It's Wednesday. It's the morning thing. Why am I talking like this?
I know.
This?
I was like, what are you doing? Getting ready to get for the club or something?
What's up, all you cats and kitties? How you doing?
Like you're a DJ.
There's going to be some techno music that I was about to follow.
Oh, you know what up, I need? Party people?
I know what I need. If I'm going to do this right, let me make sure. Every DJ, every good DJ, has to have one of these.
What's up, party people?
That's to wake the party people up.
Who's ready for the sponge party? We're gonna have foam squirting from the ceilings.
Well, it is hump day.
Hump day.
It is. It's also, you know what? I can stop with the obnoxious horns and do something nicer.
It's the first day of spring.
It is.
Yes. Come on, spring.
Did you realize it's the first? Oh, look at me. I'm all many different characters
today. I like
today.
That. I need a crumpet.
Now I'm Thornton P. Crockmorton.
You're prim
spring.
And proper now.
I am very prim and proper.
First day of spring.
Yep, it
Woo,
is.
Woo, bring it.
I know.
I'm ready for it.
We're still not going to do it, though.
Oh, we're not, because I heard the forecast.
Shh.
But, can I say, for the next, I've heard, okay, next 7 to 10 days. Look amazing. That's what I've heard.
I heard that too.
I didn't really say it, so I just heard through the grapevine, right?
But you said that you heard.
I heard, so I didn't say it.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
Oh, Antoine, you heard it too?
I heard it, but I didn't say that it was going to happen.
Okay.
Right.
I'm guessing that's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not jinxing.
Do you know what happened last time we did this?
I do not.
You have no idea. Last year, Monica and I opened our big fat mouths and we declared winter was over.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We said, it's done. Mm. There is no more. We had a big snowstorm after that happened.
Yeah.
And so now we're afraid because people, they're rubbing our noses in the duty on the floor still. 1 year later, still.
I know. So I haven't said anything.
Yep.
I just heard.
Nope. You let somebody else say it.
Yeah. We ain't saying nothing. Shoot, it's going to be 4th of July, and me and Monica's like, I don't know. I'm not putting that. I still have my snow shovel sitting next to the door of my house. I refuse to put it in the garage.
Just in case.
Because I'm afraid.
That's probably the jinx.
Yeah.
When you start moving that.
The last time,
away.
That's exactly what it was. I moved it, and I didn't realize is my shovel is attached by some sort of invisible cord to the sky. So when I pulled on it, it yanked a cloud and snow fell out.
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Oh. I opened Mother Nature's trap door.
Uh-oh.
It's connected to my shovel.
Oh, my neighbors, they were outside mowing yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, it started.
They must have a great yard.
He does.
I know.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's mowing already?
We're not going to do it.
All right.
Okay? We're still not doing it. Y'all can do it at 52353 if you want, but I know that if we open our big fat mouths, they will start railing us on the text about it.
Yep.
So good morning, everybody. The calendar says today is the first day of spring. We say nothing.
The calendar said it.
Yep, we say nothing.
Mm-hmm. We heard.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So you go out there in your super worm equinox moon, because that's what's going on today. Well, I have no idea. That's what it's called, super worm equinox moon, which I read the article as to why they called it that. And they said, well, astronomers usually just call it a full moon. Oh, all right.
Okay, then why don't we just say a full moon?
Well, super worm equinox moon.
Sounds
super
better.
Worm equinox moon.
Party moon.
Party moon in the house. Let's do this.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yep. Yabba Dabba Sue. The Flintstones house.
Yabba Dabba you.
Have y'all heard about the Flintstones house?
Have I heard about the Flintstones house?
Have you heard about it in California?
Okay, so have I heard about the house, the Flintstones? You mean the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Like the 1950s, that cartoon?
Yes.
Yes.
I've heard of the Flintstones.
There's a woman by the name of Miss Fang. In California.
Miss Fang.
And she has turned her home into the Flintstones set, basically.
Okay. So the Flintstones was this thing where they all lived in the Stone Age.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know, it was people living and there were dinosaurs. It was a cartoon, obviously. And they lived in these houses that kind of looked like stone houses, basically.
Yeah, well, Miss Fang is in trouble because the neighbors are highly upset. Now, you know, living in California is already expensive. So
yes.
If you have a home in Cali, you're probably paying lots of money.
Sure.
And so her neighborhood, they are livid with Miss Fang. They said that she has violated local codes and she's creating a highly visible eyesore because it's right there off the highway. So it's visible to everyone. And so I guess the property values going down.
Oh, yeah, that's tough because, you know, this America and you do have freedom to do certain things. But if you're a neighbor and now you have this really ugly house, it makes your house look bad.
Yeah, if you want to sell your home, what's the process with that? Can you really sue for an eyesore?
It depends on what the code is in the HOA or whatever. But that, so I'm guessing she's a huge fanatic, huh?
Yes, she is. And her grandson is by her side.
I didn't realize.
And said we will fight to keep our home.
Okay. They're going to fight.
To save the Flintstones house.
And why, for the Flintstones, who haven't been relevant outside of their vitamins for 25 years.
I don't know. I don't know. But the home really is an eyesore unless she turns it into a theme park of some sort. Yeah, I don't know if I can zoom in.
Does anybody even eat Flintstones vitamins anymore?
It looks terrible.
Oh, it's a horrible house.
Oh, yeah, it does look horrible.
It's terrible.
And this is California. Yes, so
that's California.
That's some prime real estate right there. And
she has lots of land.
Yeah, and you're living somewhere around there. Your house is supposed to be worth $1 million, $2 million.
I mean, she has dinosaurs in the front yard, okay, ABCs in the backyard.
Because
if
I was shopping for a home, Antoine, and I drive down the street and I see a house and I think, oh, this house is for sale. This is nice. Oh, it's next door to the Flintstones house?
Nope.
I'm out. No way.
I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I would not buy it.
Exactly.
So I don't know what she could do with it unless she profits and turns it into a theme park for little kids.
Okay.
But it's her home.
But can you sue? And what kind of precedent will this set if you are able to kind of sue neighbors who make ugly things happen?
I don't know.
And so help me God, I'm suing all my neighbors for their weeds because their weeds come into my yard. You better watch out.
You are taking it to the Roto City.
You are cheering for Yabba Dabba Sue.
That's right. Yeah. And then they are in trouble because I take care of mine. And then their weeds come creeping in and around the fence and up and down and all around.
You're going to make national news if you sue the neighbors for the weeds.
That would be hilarious.
They are in serious trouble. Text 52353. Since when is meatloaf a comfort food? Since always, you doofus. Come on.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Like, since when asparagus make your pee smell weird? Same. Always. Since always. Okay? Monica, we stink as parents.
We do.
Yep.
We're doing it wrong? Is that it?
Yes, we are.
What are we doing wrong?
Everything. Mm-hmm. We're doing too many things is what it is. This college admission scandal is a great example as to how we have failed as parents currently.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do too much. Too much.
Too much as in just wanting our kids to have everything?
Yes. We are doing too much for them. And here's your future if we continue to do everything for our children.
That is true.
And we shield them from absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. That'll happen here sometimes on this show, Antoine. I mean, we talk about lots of stuff.
Right.
And we're grown-ups, and sometimes we make slightly immature grown-up jokes.
Yes.
And then I'll get some sort of angry text going, I can't believe you said that with my 6-year-old in the car. Yo, that's how people talk in this world. Uh-huh. You're going to have to deal with that fact. I have a 6-year-old, too, and it doesn't seem to worry me.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, we grew up. We're here. We're all right. You know, like I'm saying, like
we're here.
We're all right. We survived, you know, having, you know, regular blinds on our windows
and all these securities. On a little secret, when people complain about the song lyrics and how they're suggestive, song lyrics have been suggestive since pop music started.
That is a fact. Yeah.
Every single one of them. So it is what it is. So we're shielding them from everything. And what your future becomes when that happens, Monica, is this is actually scary because it's not about kids. It's about young adults. So 18 to 28 years old. Mm-hmm. So in theory, you should have raised your children, sent them out into the world.
Time for them to be an adult and
they're
live.
They're ready.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's not. Adults are still doing everything for their now young adult children. 76% said they still remind their adult children of deadlines they need to meet, like schoolwork and appointments.
I know. They're grown now, so you know.
74% of them still made doctor's visits for them. Like, make your own damn doctor's appointment. I'm sorry.
Because you have to raise them to be like, if you're not there, if you're not able to be there for them, then they need to be, you know, able to function in the world without you.
11% of parents with an adult child said they would call their child's employer if they had an issue at work. So mommy's going to call your boss.
Oh, no, wow. Get out of here with that.
Wow.
No. You know what? I should have my mother call our boss because she wears me out. So I think
so
it would be
fun. She can call the boss.
Right, and wear him out. I think that's great.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
She'd actually be a good negotiator, I think.
Yeah.
Have her negotiate my next contract.
I get what you're saying, though. Like, Hendrix is four, and he gets, like, little boo-boos. I'm like, shake it off. You know, dude.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not serious, shake that off. Keep walking. Keep going.
It is. He's four. It's serious to him right then.
No, you got to buck up.
No, and you have to buck up. And that's why, Antoine, because I have this follow-up where millennials think life is, quote, more stressful than ever. And the reason is because they think the accumulation of micro stressors, like being stuck in traffic, waiting for appointments, having an issue with your phone.
Probably social media.
Right.
You're like, oh my gosh, my Facebook is not working.
Right. So when they freak out at 4 years old, you have to get over it.
I was told, I remember when I had like, I actually sliced my foot open and I remember crying and they're like, sit down, get some peroxide, put it on there, sit down.
Take a nap.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
But just pull it off. You got nine other toes. You don't need
You're
that
fine.
One. It's not a balanced toe. You'll be fine. Yeah. Yank it off.
It's still there.
Your cousin's down to six. Don't worry about it. Please. Oh, I mean, all right, you can't baby your kids, but then there can be issues. Text 52353 in a second. Oops. Brand new birthday scam at 7:15. This mom, she's got birthday coming up for her little kid, Logan. I am calling from the party place to confirm the party for Logan.
What?
Logan.
No, Logan.
Logan. Huh? When have you ever heard of a kid named Logan?
Today. Today is a kid named Logan. So Logan. Welcome to him, the brand new birthday scam.
Log into my email.
Yep. Hey, L-O-G-A-N. That's spelled Logan, but L-O-G. Is that a log?
That's a log.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to get into that in the birthday scam. There's shocking news in the bracket battle that we have going on for comfort food. Shocking news.
Shocking.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that here in about 10 minutes at 7 o'clock. Now, it's things you just, it's too hard. You can't. Oh, and that one text before I forget. 52353, because we were talking about don't baby your kids and don't do everything for me. A text, oh, I refuse to baby my kids. Well, 52353. I have a 15-year-old, and when he was 13, he got injured at his opening football game, and he was limping around and crying. I came down from the stands, and I told him to dry it up and suck it up. He continued to play. Next day, we took him to the doctor. His leg was broken.
Did he win the game?
It was the next day. He had to go to bed with the
They finish it with, oops, my bad.
My bad.
Oopsie.
That's a tough kid, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
See? Tough kid.
This is how you end up in a home. This is when your kids end up putting you in a home.
He's a tough kid.
Be like, daddy loves you. Think of me fondly when you talk about me in therapy
and
in 20 years.
Now he has a story.
Now you have a story.
Yes.
Exactly. It's too hard, Monica.
Yes, it is.
It's too hard.
Can't do it.
Some things are just too hard. I don't care if they're trivial. It is just too hard. And you and I, we're sharing the same one today. And mine's even worse than yours.
Really? Because I'm like, I think that mine is pretty bad.
Okay.
I mean, I went to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Big Apple.
Yep.
I still haven't unpacked. Like, I just can't. I just look at it and I'm like, oh, I'll deal with it later.
So
it's
your suitcase
of stuff.
It's just got stuff in it and it's just sitting there.
That was weeks ago.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I was just sitting there.
Don't you need the stuff that's in there? Like something? A toiletry? Anything?
Yeah, I might get that one thing, but then you just don't fully unpack with anything else.
Like,
it just sits there.
I'll take care of it later.
Well, Antoine, I'm going to tell you right now, because that same weekend that Monica went to New York City, I went to Asheville, North Carolina, and my suitcase is still unpacked from that weekend.
And that was even a shorter trip.
It was, but I just can't. And there's an and. 2 weeks prior to that, I went to Charleston, South Carolina.
I remember.
I have a different suitcase that's still unpacked.
Zach.
I got two of them. Can't.
You're just collecting suitcases.
Exactly.
So do you have any clothes? Like, you just wear the same outfit.
Well, what I've started to learn to do is, like, toiletries, for example. You say, well, don't you need toiletries?
Yeah.
No, I have a toiletry bag that I travel with that has all of the toiletries in it. I don't take anything from my home. I have a duplicate of everything that I would use.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So then that way I never forget anything.
And
I just take the toiletries bag.
My travel toothbrush and stuff. Mm-hmm. Too, yeah.
Right. So really, I believe what I'm going to start doing, because this is what's happening right now, is I now just have travel outfits. So I'm just going to leave the suitcase packed all the time so I never have to pack again either.
Look at there.
Just take it with me.
But you have to do the laundry.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Who asked you?
You have to do the laundry just for your travel case.
Shut up with logic. Who asked? I gotta figure. Is there a way I can just steam clean the whole bag without doing anything to it? I feel like there is.
I don't think so. I think we have to unpack.
Then you know what we have here? the perfect invention. Thank you very much.
Oh.
That's what it is. I just need to invent that.
Whatever that is.
How to clean a suitcase without unpacking it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get on that. There.
There oh, my go. God. That would be so great. You'd never have to pack and unpack again.
Nope.
You just have your, okay, this is my weekend go bag. This is my week-long go bag. And you just take them all with
ready.
You. Uh-huh. Going with the kids, going with the wife, just whatever it is. I just can't unpack, man.
You guys will soon find out what the thing that's too hard for me.
Okay.
Anybody who's ever worked with me, they know it is just way too difficult for me to check my work mailbox. If I know, so like, let's say you're putting a letter in there. You're like,
uh-huh.
Antoine, there's going to be a memo in there about such and such. Take it out and read it. At that point, I know what that memo says. So now there's no reason for me to go to the mailbox
uh-huh.
and get that memo. And everything's going to accumulate.
So one of those, you know, where you have that little slot and it says, Antoine.
It's mm-hmm. going to be full.
Okay. Well, good news, Antoine. Welcome to the party, because I'm just as bad at that, too. Because I don't do mail. I can't do it. And I can tell you right now, the little slot that says Zach hasn't had anything in it in probably 3 to 6 months, because I think every coworker got it. They figured it out. They don't even bother with that thing anymore.
No mail.
Nope.
And my slot is now beside yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just going to be two empty slots, because I don't. If I know what's in there, why do I need to go look at it?
Uh-huh.
Job's already done.
I've already decided if it's in that slot, it ain't that important.
Yeah, they brought it to me.
Right. And they'll and whatever it is, Monica, they'll eventually send me a text and say, hey, did you get that thing out of your mail slot that says dot, dot, dot?
You're like, okay, well,
now I know. So welcome to the procrastination party, baby. It's Wednesday, almost Thursday, almost Friday.
Yep. Hump day.
It's Friday somewhere, right?
Somewhere, maybe.
Is it?
Mars.
What day is it in Australia?
I think it's.
I don't know. It's
tomorrow in Australia.
It's Thursday in Australia.
Yeah. It's Friday nowhere right now.
I don't think
so. I don't think there's a time.
No, it's not.
You know what? I take it back, because I remember this from Factor Bullcrap a million years ago, which, by the way, we are going to play at 8:30 today for WWE Live tickets. There's one time. It has something to do with daylight savings. It's one of the fall back or spring forward. But there is 1 hour where it's three different days on Earth because of the way the international dateline works and the way that the time when it goes forward in one place and it doesn't in the other one. And some places don't do daylight savings.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident there is one time a year where it is three different days all at the same time.
Okay.
I am sober right now. I want everyone to know
that. Was something to mess with your mind.
I don't even have a vape pen. I got nothing over here. I'm good. Just coffee. I'm telling you. I feel like that's a thing. And
dude,
I know I sound like Monica when I say that.
Yeah. No, for real, dude. Like, no, for real. Like, at 7:48, mm-hmm. it's Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday.
Ooh. Yeah, and I figure that out. I'm going to use this thing called Google in just a minute. We have people texting in to 52353. The tiny little micro stress. It's too hard. And this person, I agree with this person. It is too hard. When you get a UPS tracking number,
uh-huh.
and it's not hyperlinked to the actual tracking.
Oh,
you click
God.
It, and then they ask you if you have a tracking number, and you got to cut it and paste it.
Yeah, too many questions. Whenever they ask me questions, I can only handle like two questions at a time.
If it doesn't go right to the tracking and I have to put the thing in and said, I just want to return the package at that point.
I'm like, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. It's not even worth it.
I don't need medicine. Get out of here. Don't care.
I'll take a nap.
Yep. And here's someone they say, never unpack, because I was talking about how I just never want to unpack, but how do I wash the clothes? Just take, this is a good idea, is you take the suitcase to like a laundry service, dry cleaner, some laundromat, one of those places. And then you have them wash it and pack it all back in the suitcase.
You really could do that.
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, they need a good tip.
Because
I'm assuming you want them to fold it, fold all the clothes and put it back in your suitcase, kind of like.
You go to wash and fold, man. It's called wash and fold. Okay? So instead of putting it in a bag, I'm just asking them to put it in a box. That's it.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
We don't start with that shocking news. We start with other stuff instead. Something that is trending hardcore now is food delivery.
Yes.
Grubhub
and Uber Eats,
any
all
of
that.
Those. Uber Eats is doing a huge push right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a bunch of different NCAA tournament related contests you can get into. And now they have partnered with McDonald's to come out with a Lazy Boy couch that has a built-in McFlurry chiller in it.
I saw that.
Couch packed with the perfect night-in features, like a built-in phone charger to power your McDelivery on Uber Eats orders. and McFlurry chillers to keep your McFlurry nice and...
What do you say, McFlurry? What is this thing? How do I make it mine?
By entering the McDelivery sweepstakes. Tell us the McDonald's menu items you'd want Uber Eats to deliver to the McDelivery couch and tag hashtag McDelivery sweepstakes.
So you just sit there.
That's it?
Yeah. And you just wait for your food to arrive. I think you're insane. I think you are insane if you order fast food on any of these food delivery
services. People
do it
all the time with Taco Bell, and I did see McDonald's has been added to Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And you get like a coupon if you order McDonald's.
I mean, when I order fast food, Taco Bell is a great example. There is a small window of time where Taco Bell is the correct temperature for eating.
True.
Okay? And now I'm relying on some other random person to deliver it to me. How do I know that they're there right away? They're not going to be there right away.
No.
So it's already going to sit out for a few minutes. Then they're going to deliver it to my house. They don't have the same sense of hustle that I have because they're not eating the food. Well, and, yes?
Well, I will say this. I read up on this because I wondered the same thing.
Uh-huh.
The certain places, they don't start making the food until the driver arrives. They have to. The driver has to.
All right. Fine. Huh. That's good. I like the sound of that.
Okay.
Here's the other thing I don't understand is it is stupid expensive. Stupid expensive for fast food. Here, I have this article because Uber Eats has confusing new fees now where they've lowered the delivery charge, but they've raised a service fee. So it's actually slightly more. But now you think. Here we go. 10-piece McNugget meal. $16.49 to show up at your house.
$16?
Yeah.
And then once you leave a tip?
Exactly.
My gosh.
You pay $20 for McDonald's? You're crazy. For one meal. How lazy are you?
It'd have to be like a cater, like a group thing.
Yeah, if it's a big group, then it makes sense.
Well,
you can make it work.
But if it's one person, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are one millennial sitting back and ordering fast food and you're paying $15 for your 10-piece McNugget meal, you are no longer allowed to complain about your student loan debts. I'm sorry. I don't care how high they are. You are not putting your money in the right place. So no.
Number two,
this is a good news story, but it's trending today. And it's a complete irony that, so this guy, his daughter works as a server at some kind of restaurant. It was St. Patrick's Day, and they were going to be shorthanded. So she asked her dad to help out for the day. Hey, would you be willing to help out?
Uh-huh.
And he said, sure, I'll be a busboy. He's a retired doctor, and within 10 minutes, somebody started choking on something in the place when he was there, and he saved a woman's life.
What?
Yeah. He was there for 10 minutes, and the bartender was talking about joking prior.
I said, you know, this is not funny, but I was just thinking, I was like, what happens if there's some medical event, and he just happened to be here on this night? And we were all kind of like laughing and jest about it.
And then it happened.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
You don't? Dr. Bill Bangy? I don't know.
My brother-in-law, he was in the service, and, you know, and he knows how to save some lives. You know, he's done that. But someone was choking in the restaurant. Same thing happened with him.
So really what we're learning is if any of these people come in while you're eating food, you got to stop because they're bad luck. I think that's what it is.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
No.
Someone's always choking.
Number one.
Top trending March Madness starts tomorrow, or it's already been brought in as far as our K92 morning thing brackets. Comfort food battle started.
Yes.
So Antoine's got his regular bracket battle. And you got one more day to sign up for that. You can go on our Facebook page or just go to K92MorningThing.com, and the links are there for both of them. We also have a comfort food battle going on. So if you don't like basketball or you just like comfort food, because everybody does, you can vote in that. Both the brackets involve prizes from Awful Arthur's. Right now, shocking news, because the battle that started this morning is number 2 seed burger versus number 7 underdog french fries.
Easy. That should be easy.
French fries is currently winning 56% to 44%,
dude,
guys.
What?
French fries
surprised
is winning.
By that.
I will burn this building down if fries.
That is extreme.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I'm really surprised.
I'm team burger.
Burger, you know, you can put egg on it and cheese. You can put
french fries on it.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. You can put
the
a burger on
good,
fries.
Yes, but.
Yeah.
A burger, like that, you know, hunk of meat.
Exactly. So if
I'm
you want to go vote, it's on our Facebook page right now. Burger is losing.
It's crazy.
Burger, which Antoine was choosing as his champion.
That's my.
You were picking burger as your winner.
We still have time for that to change.
Come on, guys.
We'll see
what happens.
So if you want to vote, go on our Facebook page. Oh, another vote for french fries just came
in. They're just doing that.
There's spite.
There's
spite now.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam request today comes from David.
He says, can you do a birthday scam on my wife, Lauren? In our house, she and my son have their birthdays 2 days apart. Ooh. So her birthday is almost always an afterthought because she's so focused on him. I get it. My both of my kids, same week as mine. Mm. My birthday barely exists anymore. And my mother. I know. Mine is just, it's just another day. Anyway, David says, I thought maybe a birthday scam would be a special way to have her day stand out. Thank you for doing this. So the backstory here is the kid's name is Logan. Mm-hmm. Whose birthday it is, and the birthday party's coming up here soon. And I call from the place where they're doing it to confirm the birthday party for little Logan. Or is it Logan? Or is it Logan?
Her name is Logan.
Well, today's birthday scam is named A Kid Named Logan here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Lauren.
This is she.
Hello, Lauren. This is Andy Bernard. I'm calling from... I believe you have a birthday party here this weekend for your son. Is it Logan?
Logan, yes. His name is Logan.
Hmm. Interesting. It looks like Logan on my paper. It says L-O-G-A-N.
Yes, that's correct.
And you pronounce it Logan?
Yes. That's the normal way the name Logan is spelled.
That's funny, because L-O-G, I pronounce that log, not log.
Okay, so is there a reason you're calling?
Yes, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked there for a moment. I just wanted to confirm everything for this weekend at 1 p.m. at our establishment for little Logan's birthday party.
Yes, that's correct, 1 p.m.
Great. Also, I just wanted to let you know we have updated our safety policies, so I just need to check. Now, you will be bringing a cake, correct?
Yes, we have a cake.
Okay. Well, we are now a nut-free zone here at so I need to make sure that there are no peanuts of any kind.
Oh, really? Another nut-free zone?
Yes. From a liability standpoint, it is simply just not worth the risk anymore to deal with that pesky little peanut.
Okay, well, yeah, no, it doesn't have any nuts anyway.
Fantastic! So. I mean, don't even bring a picture of that Mr. Peanut around here. His image alone is enough to terrify some children into an allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we won't do that.
What kind of cake is it anyway?
It's going to be a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
Okay. Is it gluten-free?
No, it is not. Don't tell me you're some kind of gluten-free zone.
Well, not officially. But again, liability-wise, it would be in your best interest to consider a gluten-free cake.
I'm not getting a gluten-free cake. My child is not allergic to nuts or gluten, and those cakes taste terrible.
They do. But just now, if there are any issues, you need to understand, we will not be held liable, and you will be the one getting sued.
Sued over a cake.
Yes, it happens. And this whole chocolate thing, too. What about a chocolate allergy, Lauren? Have you considered carob?
No, okay?
It's good enough for dogs. They like it.
Okay, well, listen. My child is not a dog, and this is exactly why kids today are growing up weak. We baby them every step of the way, and they never get exposed to anything.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're bringing a chocolate cake with gluten in it to his party, a real chocolate cake. Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's fine. I mean, no problem for me. I just hope little Logan is okay with all of it.
It's Logan. Logan. When have you ever heard of a kid named Logan?
I don't know. I thought maybe it was European.
Okay, look, I'm paying your place a ton of money for this party, and I think you can go ahead and stop bugging me about all this. Are we done here?
Yeah, I think we're done here. Hey, you're on a birthday scam. It's Zach from K92.
Wait, what?
Hi, Lauren. You're on the radio. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Courtesy of your husband. Wanted to give you a little birthday surprise because, you know, you and Logan have practically the same day's birthday. So you always get second place in everything. So now you get a special birthday surprise.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
Well, kill him after the party because you're going to at least need him for cleanup, I'm sure.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I'm just going to make him do all the work.
Oh, now, see, now he's suffering. He may wish he's dead. I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks.
Listen, Lauren, have fun at the party for Logan.
I'm glad it's not a gluten-free zone, because that would be ridiculous
not
if
yet.
The world comes to
you
that.
Never know, though. You never know. It's the fear of liability. You never know.
All right. Hey, have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Have a great birthday for yourself, too. Definitely take some Lauren time, okay?
Thank you. Thanks. I will.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Question?
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Monica versus Antoine. Antoine, I can't remember. Have you ever played the lightning bolt before?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how it works.
I do.
Did you win or lose?
I won every time except for the last time I played.
Ah.
Oh.
So you are on a losing streak currently.
Yes.
Of one. Remember,
yes.
You're only as good as yesterday, so you're currently a loser in this game.
I am.
But things can change at any time. It is 15 seconds. I have two different categories, and you just got to rattle off the things in the category, try to win the prize. Let's get Carrie in here. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
All right, Carrie, your choice. Would you like Monica or Antoine to play the game for you?
Monica.
Okay, Woo. Carrie and Monica, hang on. That means Diana, it is you and Antoine, okay?
All right, fantastic.
All right, there we go. It is 15 seconds. It is two different categories. The scores do carry over. Monica, since you won the last time we played this game, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go second.
Okay, you'll go second. And that means she will also go to the soundproof chamber. To go chill and hang out.
That means ties go to her, correct?
It's whoever goes second in the second round.
Okay, all right. Mentally preparing myself.
You give me a lot of good answers, and then you don't got to worry about nothing. That's just think of it that way. Give better answers than Monica, and you will win.
That's the plan.
Are you ready, Antoine?
Yes.
15 seconds. This is round one. To give me kinds of bread, go.
Sourdough, wheat, white, sliced, loaves.
No, I'm not doing those. Those are varieties, yeah.
Oh, I said sourdough, wheat, rye, everything, bagel.
Sure.
Cinnamon.
Okay. I'm not accepting things like sliced and loaf.
That's a kind of bread.
That's a way bread is prepared, but an actual kind of bread, like all the other things you said, I gave you all those. That is five. Yikes. That is not very good.
Not good at all.
I'll get Monica back in here now. See what's going on.
Sorry, Diana.
Waltz over to the soundproof chamber. Anything's possible. Come on back. What will happen? Don't forget to go vote in the comfort food bracket. It's going on our Facebook page right now. There's a huge upset in the making. It's burgers versus french fries. Also, you can sign up for Antoine's regular basketball bracket, which will kick off tomorrow. Prizes from Awful Arthur's for both. All right. He got five.
Five.
In the first round. Here we go. 15 seconds to give me kinds of bread. Go.
White, wheat, rye, olive bread, crusty bread. What else? Sourdough. Mm-hmm. And cheese injected bread.
Cheesy bread is a thing. So I'm going to accept that it is. And I know that there's got to be some pizza place where they're shooting it inside the
cheese
bread, too.
Cheese injected bread.
I gave you everything bagel bread. So
okay, fair enough.
Six is what it is. Oh. That means, Antoine, you go to the soundproof chamber. And all you got to do is tie.
Okay.
All right. Round two, Monica Brooks. Are you ready?
I am ready.
And my confession after this, where you're not going to like me anymore. So here we go. Hopefully you win. At least you'll be in a good mood. Second category, 15 seconds to give me insults. Go.
You stink, you're ugly, your feet are ugly, your hands are ugly,
too many ugly things.
You're a loser, you suck, your car's trash, you're.
Okay,
what am I?
I gave you two of the uglies, but then you can't be going down that pattern. So
I know.
You got six, though.
Oh, okay.
12. Boy, I thought you'd be better. I
know
the problem with Monica is for the insults, she has to not cuss. So that's where the challenge
goes. I have to censor myself.
Here we go. Come on,
man. Anything could happen with this game now.
Yep. Anything is possible. Antoine,
anything
she got six. Okay, so that means you're going to have to get seven. She only did okay in this round. 15 seconds to do seven of anything. I mean, you should be able to do this.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
15 seconds to give me insults. Go.
You're ugly. You're stupid. You're fat. Your mom's ugly. Your dad's ugly.
Stop with the uglies.
You're slow. Uh-huh. You're bad at basketball. You're bad at football. You can't ride a bike. You don't know how to drive. You're the worst driver ever. You don't know how to tie your shoes.
So Monica tried the same thing where she started to go down every body part of ugly this, ugly that. I said, you stop it. So I gave each two uglies. He needed seven. He got 10. Big winner right there.
We're back, Diana.
Antoine in the house. It's my week to confess.
Yep.
Monica, don't be mad at me.
Oh, boy.
Well, it depends on what it is.
This is so stressful for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't make any promises.
Monica, Zach, Antoine. We all take turns. This week it's my turn, and it's food related. And I've been judgmental of this food in the past.
Mm.
And I think Monica's going to be mad at me when I tell her, Antoine.
I'm excited to watch this.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah. I'm ready for this to happen.
You said you can get popcorn. You said
exactly.
Have the popcorn ready.
This will be vindication for a lot of people, though. Because I've judged you for eating this. Monica.
Yep.
I'm eating tuna.
Tuna?
I'm eating tuna fish, Monica.
Come on over. Come on over, tuna.
I'm eating tuna fish.
Yes.
I'm eating cat food.
All good. Good. And you're loving it.
I have it for lunch today. It's in the fridge right now.
Did you?
I know.
I can't believe it.
Who am I?
Tuna.
That's so disgusting.
You don't like tuna fish, Antoine?
I do not like. I don't like the smell. No,
the smell. You don't, because it's like cat food, and then you make
tuna
fun
in
of
the
people.
Pouch.
And say, look at you in the pouch. I'm not eating it in the pouch. Okay, I draw the line somewhere.
Really? You're one step away from the pouch tuna.
I've made fun of Monica in the past.
Yep.
For eating her pouch tuna.
I would have it for breakfast.
Pouch
yeah,
tuna.
You would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm eating tuna fish, and it's J-Lo's fault. I blame J-Lo.
Don't blame it on J-Lo.
No, I will. Blame it on J-Lo and A-Rod because they were doing that whole diet that they were doing. And that was sort of what their snack was or their lunch all the time.
Tuna.
And I thought, well, let me try that because I was trying to eat lower fats and less sugars and less carbs. And I'm eating tuna, man.
See, I'm actually not mad at you for enjoying tuna. Now, if it was like warm tuna sub or something, I'd be like, what?
Nope. And I would like to point out, as a colossal food snob, I am only getting the super fancy cans of tuna. $4 a can, Monica.
Mm.
I'm buying the line-caught, what is it, albacore?
Yeah.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
These people
make
with their
yourself feel better.
With the skipjack, I can't with that one. I'm sorry.
You deserve better.
Love your tuna.
Than tuna. You deserve better than tuna.
No, I don't. Antoine, I don't deserve better than tuna.
You don't deserve better?
I don't. And I used to be like you. I shunned tuna. I poo-pooed the fish. The chicken of the sea. I made fun of Monica. I said, you're gross. I think I made meowing noises at you.
Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah.
And look at you.
I know. I am.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say ranch. I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I already like ranch, but now.
But I thought you were going to say I love.
Fine, rub it in. I'll be enjoying my tuna fish today. Antoine, you're the last remaining member of the K92 Morning Thang.
And I will remain the last remaining member.
Yeah. I don't know. I used
Mark
to say the same thing.
Mark his day and time that he said it.
I know. I'll put
and
it
when
in
you
the
fall
folder.
In love with tuna.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
How you doing?
Not so good.
Not looking good. Wendy Williams, she revealed yesterday during her show that she's living in a sober house.
Yeah, and it's to the point where they're bringing her to the show, and that's pretty...
She has a driver.
Yes.
Right after the show, after I finish my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to... a home that I live in here in the South, I mean, in the tri-state, with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family.
Yeah, she's going through it.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on. You certainly do. This then continues to get people. There's lots of rumors about her marriage.
I know. People speculate that her husband, Kevin, because he is... he has a history.
He has a history.
I would say that. He has a history. And you know what? Person.
And it's another one of those things, too. And it, whatever. You can get mad at me, but there are certain people in this world, and this has nothing to do with race. You look at them, and there's something. They look shady.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's just something. Well, his behavior mixed with the way.
Since she's been back, she's been really trying to prove how much, how loving he is, yep. and how they're in love. My husband, Kevin, and my son,
and
Kevin Jr.
And you know how I always feel about all that stuff.
It's just a lot she's been putting out there. So
anytime someone goes over the top to talk about how happy they are in a relationship, oh, look what happens. Yeah. Bad things. But certainly
yeah, but hopefully
do.
She's okay. Well, she'll get better.
And she's got a lot going on. Regardless of what it is, she has issues that she needs to get past, and you certainly want people to be able to get past that.
So that's right.
That, above all else, is the most important thing.
Yeah. Okay, so John Legend... When you hear, when you think about John Legend and a man that says, all of me, to put you to sleep, what do you think he eats? What do you think he eats?
Well,
you
know, Monica, you're always saying how boring he is. So.
This is a beautiful song.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful song.
But, man, it makes you sleep on a rainy day. Yeah.
What would I do without your sweet breath?
Like, you know, like, a, what does he eat in the morning?
I love when Monica sings John Legend.
Swinging. Oh, I love you, Christy Teigen. It's all love.
And, I mean, that's great. And the
something
beautiful family.
Boring.
Yeah, very boring.
I'm guessing he has some sort of avocado toast type thing.
I was thinking something starchy. Yeah.
Well, he enjoys salad for breakfast, salad for lunch, salad for dinner. He's on a health kick, and which is good. I like a good salad. But when he wakes up in the morning to eat his salad,
all of him is a salad right now.
My cholesterol is rising. I need to eat.
Yeah, and he's teaming up with the juice company Naked.
All of lettuce.
He loves all lettuce.
All of tomatoes.
He's working on a cookbook.
Of course.
Because you know, the cooking channel, they welcome any celebrity that says, hey, I can put a, you know, an egg in water.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing.
And his wife does the same thing.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Does.
Her cookbook's all right.
Okay.
Actually.
I like Chrissy Teigen.
I'm a fan of Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's all right.
You know, here's the thing with her, Antoine, because I like her too, and I've kind of always liked her, but... Every day, I like her just a little bit less. I don't know what it is, but it's like sort of every time she talks, I think I still like her.
Is it because she hangs tight with Kim Kardashian and Kanye? Because they're like best friends. Like they're the couples. They go out.
And then there's just the salad and we do all the dressing.
Is this a new thing too?
It might be. But you have to sing it. We need the instrumental so you can just... I need instrumental John Legend on hands at all times just so Monica can...
At the ready.
...burst into song.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw and you. Let's meet our contestants. We say good morning to Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning.
When deciding between comfort foods, because we have a comfort food bracket going on right now, which you can vote in to try to win prizes on our Facebook page, burgers versus French fries, Amanda, which one are you choosing?
Burgers.
Oh. There you go, Amanda.
Now, I have burgers as a number two seed. French fries is a number seven. French fries is currently winning 57% to 43%. Still, right now. I know.
It's a shame.
So you can go vote on our Facebook page. Let's get Morgan in here. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
How about you, burgers or French fries?
French fries.
Oh, see? Ah.
She's one of
them. What's your reasoning of French fries over a burger?
It's the best part of the meal.
Okay. See, I think
just the best.
Antoine just licked his lips like he was about to eat a French fry or something.
I thought about the burger. I beg to differ, Morgan.
Oh, man, I know, but you know what? Morgan begs to differ too, and her voice counts more than yours in this situation because she's the one voting. Okay, Amanda, would you like to go first or second in the game today, Amanda?
Let's go first.
All right, Amanda, you will go first. Morgan, you will go second. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap is three rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, you lose a point. You're also allowed one screw where you force your opponent to answer your question instead. Let's do this.
Round one.
Amanda, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap, Amanda. In the country of Wales, there is an annual marathon where people race against horses, and a human has never won. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Amanda?
Fact.
Fact is... Nope.
That means you're wrong.
The humans have won twice.
Oh.
Yep.
Really?
Twice in about 40 years. 2004 and 2007.
Gosh. Okay.
You have to assume the only reason is because the horse didn't feel like running 26 miles anymore and just said, no.
I'm going to set this one out.
I'm going to graze a while. Okay, Morgan, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Morgan? 37% of people surveyed
say they plan to spend an entire day spring cleaning. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Morgan?
Oh, fact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Correct.
Yeah. First day of spring.
I got like.
We heard.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It's science says it is, but we're not calling the towel. We're not throwing in the towel on winter just yet.
Nope.
We did that last year and bad things happened. So we are not. Yeah. I'm going to need like a whole weekend, I think, to clean
out
my garage
as bad. Yeah. Amanda minus one. Morgan one.
Round two.
Amanda, your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Amanda. The number one thing people would like to convert a room in their house into is a fitness room. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Amanda?
That.
Yeah, oh, come on. No.
No.
That means you're wrong.
Get out of here with that fitness room, whatever. It is home office.
Okay.
Home
office.
Which is funny because most of us really don't need a home office.
Nope. Not at all.
No.
No.
But it makes us think we're important. Well, it's my home office.
Going to my office.
Like, dude, you work at Arby's. You don't need a home office. You're fine. Anyway, Morgan, here's the deal. You get a point on this. Game's already over. Fact or bullcrap, Morgan. There has never been a 7-foot-tall person who has played in the NFL. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Morgan?
Oh, fact.
Is...
That means you're wrong.
There's one guy, Richard Sly.
Richard.
1967, 1 year. That was it. One year, one guy.
Are hurting.
I don't know. Seven feet tall.
Okay, gosh, Amanda minus two and Morgan zero.
Round three.
Amanda, you're still alive, but you're on life support, so you got to get a point on this, or the game is over. Fact or bullcrap, Amanda? The guy who invented the parachute died when his parachute didn't work right. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Wow,
Amanda.
Screw.
Okay. Morgan, you get a point on this, you win. What do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Is? Correct.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
The irony.
It makes sense, though, when you're trying to work through and you...
And that's what he was doing.
You know, when you're working through a project, you're like, okay, well, this failed. Let me try it again until I get it right. And he had a... He missed the...
You can't fail.
No, you can't fail that.
Trial and error is a lot harder when you're inventing a parachute. That's what happened to the dude, French guy. I don't know, Richard, whatever his name was. But he was testing it in 1912, jumped off the Eiffel Tower, died.
Dang, he didn't even get like his name attached to the parachute unless his name was Parachute.
His name was not Parachute.
See, you know.
Parachute.
I don't know.
Yes, so R.I.P. Joe Parachute.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
The animal sold for $1.4 million.
So many dollars.
That's a lot of money. What kind of animal? Okay, so this animal was purchased at an auction. So this animal was put up for sale because they are a champion in their field. So they are being purchased as to breed. To create future champions. They do it with horses all the time.
Yeah. That's a good hint.
Horse is not an answer on this one, and it's not dog, and it's not cat.
Not a dog. Okay. It's a shark.
It is a shark. A champion shark.
Yes. No,
can
no.
Mate with other sharks.
I don't know. What is it?
Nope.
Antoine, do you have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Okay. Can I have your guess?
Yes.
Or is that just the end of this conversation?
That was the end of the conversation. I do have a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Based off of the clues that you gave, I'm going to go with...
You know what? Before you guess, the animal's name is Armando. I don't know if
Armando.
That helps you.
Armando. Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that.
I am going to go... I'm going to go with an ostrich.
Nope.
Sorry. It was in the bird family. Armando is a champion racing pigeon, everybody.
A pigeon?
Yep. Armando the racing
pigeon.
How much? $1.4 million.
But it's a champion.
A champion. This is Armando's... Well, now previous owner, speaking of how great Armando is.
In 2017.
Armando is an Italian pigeon, by the way.
In 2017, Armando was one of the best pigeons in Belgium. He won third national ace pigeon, KVDB, and also second national Limoges.
Yeah, all those things that
Limoges.
Guy said.
So when so with the pigeon contest, what are they doing? Like pooping who can poop?
It's a race.
It's a race.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the best long distance racing pigeon of all time, is what he's considered.
And people show up and watch.
Yeah, I guess.
They sold for one, was it 1.4
million?
I would watch a pigeon race before I watch any game in March Madness. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's true.
I don't like
it.
The previous record was Nadine the pigeon, $450,000. But Armando, $1.4 million, some Chinese pigeon enthusiasts, which this tells us above all else, China has too much money.
Yeah, you got money to spend if you're buying a pigeon.
Wow.
So now they're going to breed Armando. Okay. Next story, sort of animal related. Two men were arrested trying. They were robbing a convenience store. They were wearing a costume.
Uh-huh.
What animal was the costume?
I think I've heard this story. They were dressed up. I think I know.
Okay. Antoine, would you like to guess then?
I also know this
story.
Okay,
well, the correct answer is...
A unicorn. Unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know the story.
Oh, okay. Well, what did you think it was? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I thought it was like Spider-Man costumes and stuff. Like
I
they
said
were
an animal.
I know. But I was like thinking that you were going to
Spider-Man
draw.
Is a man.
I know. But there was like a spider costume.
And
there was a guy
insect.
In a spider costume.
Anyway, yeah, two guys tried to rob this convenience store dressed in unicorn costumes.
Our officers began responding, and they were given details that the suspect was dressed as a unicorn and armed with a crowbar. But it was traveling at a very high rate of speed.
This is their car. This is their getaway car, not them as a unicorn.
Ultimately, when they tried to catch up to it, the car was involved in a single vehicle crash.
That's police way of saying idiots crashed into a pole.
Yeah, Mr.
Exactly
Unicorn.
Okay.
Are you driving the mask on?
I feel bad for this guy. Okay. His name was John Lomas.
Mm.
He changed his name because he was a huge fan of one celebrity in particular. And now he very much regrets the whole situation. What celebrity?
John Lomas changed his name to,
and now he regrets it.
Charlie Sheen. What is? No.
Well, I was thinking somewhere down that realm.
He changed his name to
John Michael Jackson. He was a big Michael Jackson fan.
Ooh.
My name is John Michael Jackson. In light of the recent allegations that have come into the news and the documentary Leaving Neverland, I'm desperately trying to change my name so I can try to get a job back in the care industry.
Yeah, see, this is, I have a little bit of a problem with this guy. I mean, I get it. He's a big Michael Jackson
super
fan.
But you know the story.
He spent over $1 million on Michael Jackson memorabilia in his entire life.
Whoa.
What I don't like is that he says, well, I can't get a job because of my name. His name is John Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on now.
His name is John Jackson.
It's John Jackson.
There's people out there named Michael Jackson just because it's a family name.
Exactly.
So like, get over yourself, dude.
And they can get a job. And he set up a GoFundMe account because he wants to raise $160 to change his name. This from a guy who has spent $1 million.
You better sell something.
Yes, you could still sell some of that stuff.
Sell everything.
Sell it all and buy Armando the Pigeon. It's right around the same price.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.